Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Despite some recent progress toward getting kids back into the classrooms, educators are planning on the possibility of remote learning this fall. KALW's Ben Trefney reports.
There have been some promising signs. The San Francisco Unified School District reached an agreement with its teachers' union over the weekend about when and how to reopen, and Oakland teachers have been cleared as of yesterday to get vaccines. But after seeing two academic years thrown off course by the pandemic, school leaders around the country are planning for the possibility of more distance learning next fall at the start of yet another school year. President Joe Biden has made reopening schools a top priority, but administrators say there is much to consider as new strains of the coronavirus appear and teachers wait their turn for vaccinations. While many parents are demanding that schools fully reopen, others say they won't feel safe sending children back to classrooms until vaccines are available to even young students. The nation's top public health expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said late last month the Biden administration hopes to begin vaccinating children by late spring or early summer. By then, districts will be deep into preparations for the next school year. West Contra Costa Unified School District, for example, is planning a new K-12 virtual academy for 2021-2022. A recent agenda item before its Board of Education read, quote, "One thing that we have learned during the pandemic is that teaching and learning is now different, and it will not fully be what we used to think was normal ever again," unquote. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
At least nine CHP officers who worked at the state capitol have tested positive for COVID-19 in recent weeks. The spike in cases comes after the agency significantly increased its officer presence at the capitol around Inauguration Day. Cap Radio's Scott Rod says the Sacramento County Department of Public Health is treating the situation like as an outbreak.
They conduct contact tracing to determine the potential spread of the virus. And the county also helps the employer communicate outbreak information to employees, such as resources for testing and other best practices to ensure that employees are staying as safe as possible.
CHP did not confirm whether the cases have been linked to the same source. A spokesperson noted that more than 10% of the agency's 11,000 workers have tested positive for COVID-19 during the pandemic. A 22-year veteran of Oakland's police department has become the new police chief. LaRon Armstrong was sworn in yesterday and vowed to work with the community to make the city safer and regain the trust of residents who have seen a spike in crimes in the last recent months. 15 homicides reported in January compared to one in January 2020. California issued new rules for religious gatherings over the weekend following a Supreme Court ruling that struck down a ban on indoor worship services. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Previously, churches were required to conduct religious services outside if their county is in the purple tier, where the virus is considered widespread. Most areas have been under these restrictions for weeks. The state issued new rules allowing indoor religious gatherings at 25% capacity for counties in the purple and red tiers, though singing and chanting are still banned. Most religious organizations cheered the new guidelines. Several Catholic leaders across the state said they would resume services like Mass under limited capacity. But the ban on singing continues to be a sticking point. The pastor of the Pasadena-based church that brought the lawsuit says he'll continue to fight the state's ban on religious singing. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
In an effort to ramp up vaccine distribution in the state, Governor Gavin Newsom announced yesterday a new mass vaccination site will open in the Central Valley in the coming days. The unnamed location will join other sites like it throughout the state, including CalExpo in Sacramento, the Oakland Coliseum, and Petco Park in San Diego, where he spoke yesterday. Newsom says opening the large vaccination site should help some counties that are falling behind.
Some, candidly, are way behind. Some are not where they need to be. And we need to call that out. We need to provide support, no cheap shots, but we also need to provide a sense of urgency that the public deserves and back that up by reallocating supply.
Still, Newsom says while the vaccination rollout is still slower than he'd like, The number of COVID-19 cases in the state has continued to fall. California has registered 10,000 new cases yesterday as compared to a month ago when there were 50,000 new cases. The governor added there have been 153 cases of the so-called UK variant found in the state. Millie Hughes Fulford, a trailblazing astronaut and scientist who became the first female payload specialist to fly in space for NASA, has died following a years-long battle with cancer. She was 75. In June of 1991, Hughes Fulford spent 9 days in orbit on the shuttle Columbia. She conducted experiments on the effect of space travel on humans as part of the agency's first mission dedicated to biomedical studies. She circled the Earth 146 times. On her return, she established a laboratory in her name at the San Francisco VA healthcare system, which worked to understand the mechanisms that regulate cell growth in animals.